Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's highs and lows on the unofficial WWE podcast. We're going to talk about Raw. We're going to talk about SmackDown. We're going to talk about NXT. We're going to talk about AEW and all the like. So let's jump right in.
Hardy with a powerful right hand knocking Sammy Guevara through the stage.
I want a divorce.
Oh! Don Ferry! He's covered in Don Ferry!
Elevated up and over the top of the
assistant. Oh! Billy, no, get down!
Are you kidding me?
You ruined my life! I told you, I was gonna ruin yours!
I feed a whole family with this title!
All right, everybody, I hope you have all had a wonderful week this week. I myself have been quarantined all week due to some work, global pandemic situations, but I am excited to talk about wrestling with you guys because this is about the most human contact I've had in a 7 days, 6 days, besides my fiance, of course. But yeah, so I'm grateful to be doing the show and excited to talk about this week with you guys. But before we get into that, I do want to take care of two quick housekeeping necessities. First being that breaking news for me, actually, just tonight I found out that I am going to be hosting the AEW review show on this podcast every Thursday. I'm going to be dropping that every Thursday, AEW review show, and I am super excited. I know this is the unofficial WWE podcast, so if you are not an avid watcher of AEW, I highly recommend you check it out because it is a great show. Awesome wrestling show, and that's what you're going to get if you're into just pro wrestling, a little less sports entertainment-y. That's what this show is. I mean, we're coming up on AEW Revolution with the main event being Jon Moxley versus Kenny Omega in a exploding barbed wire death match. Again, if you're not familiar with AEW, the main event is an exploding barbed wire death match. I'm just excited to see what the heck that's all about because I am not familiar with a lot of New Japan stuff or any Japanese wrestling, so I've never seen anything like it, but I know these two guys are going to put on an awesome show. So we're coming up on Revolution. Couldn't be a more perfect time to start this show, and I'm excited to jump into that new show on this podcast. So that's number one out of the way, and number two, I have set up by a couple recommendations, I set up a email for this show and the AEW review show now, I guess, too, just in case you guys want to email me any constructive criticism, or if you just want to send me your thoughts, I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Maybe we'll put it on the show here, too, whether you want to send me your highs and lows for the week, or something you love, something you hated, Or if you want to talk about AEW on the AEW Review Show, just send me an email and I'm excited to hear your guys' thoughts. So my email now for this show is going to be mimi.realwwepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that is realwwepodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, send me anything you guys want to talk about or your thoughts or, like I said, hopefully constructive criticism. So that's all. Let's get that all out of the way and let's talk about why we are really here, which is to talk about wrestling this week. So like I said, we started off this week with the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view on Sunday. And the big news coming out of the whole thing was The Miz becoming the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. I don't know if they call it that anymore. Just the WWE Champion, I guess. Cashing in his Money in the Bank after some help from Bobby Lashley. And honestly, besides maybe the pre-show match, this was the highlight of the show for me. I was not impressed by this pay-per-view. It doesn't sound like a lot of people had it doesn't sound like there's, you know, this was the A-plus pay-per-view for a lot of people. But I was bored when we were watching this. I was pretty bored and I was kind of disappointed. I think I really loved the Elimination Chamber. I liked it a lot more before they baby-proofed it with all the padding. I'm all for the safety about the wrestlers, but if you're going to put them in a big padded chamber, then maybe just don't put them in a chamber at all and try to call it this like super dangerous thing when there's like mat all around it. It just doesn't work for me anymore. Anyways, with that being said though, this pay-per-view was pretty boring to me. I was super excited for the SmackDown Elimination Chamber match. I thought, you know, with the wrestlers in there, they were going to do some awesome stuff. Again, I was pretty bored. You know, there were some cool high spots, but for the most part, you know, I was unimpressed. And I was really hoping for the Cesaro win. I don't care if he had a 2-minute match with Roman Reigns afterwards or a 30-second match. I would have much rather seen that. And then you get to elevate Cesaro even in those 30 seconds, I think. But I digress. We won't go into the whole pay-per-view, and I'm obviously not here to review the entire week with you guys, but I did want to tell you quickly that my thoughts on The Miz becoming the WWE champion are probably a lot different than a lot of people's. I wasn't that upset. I was actually really happy that he cashed in successfully because this whole Money in the Bank thing this year has sucked, really sucked, and if they didn't pay this off, I was going to be angry. So whatever, Miz, Money in the Bank, cash in. Successful WWE champion. To me, The Miz isn't all that bad. I think he's serviceable in the ring, and I think when he wants to be, he's really good on the mic. I don't think we can blame The Miz, like, downfall or The Miz annoyingness on TV on The Miz. I think we blame that on scripting, because I think he himself takes what he's given and does his best to make chicken salad out of chicken you know what. So that's my quick thoughts about that, and we won't stay too long on talking about The Miz, because I know a lot of people are not happy about it. But there, like I said, I just wasn't overall impressed with this pay-per-view. I think the worst match on the card, without a doubt, was the Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax versus Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair for the women's tag team titles. God, this program is just getting ruined. And that is a perfect segue into our low for the week. And yeah, I mean, our official low for the week goes to SmackDown once again, to Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks, Adam Pearce, Sonya Deville, Reginald, if you want to include them all in this. I think this was my low for the week last week, whatever these women were involved in. And I hate it because I think I said last week as well, I think Sasha Banks is one of the most talented women in the ring. And I think Bianca Belair has all kinds of potential. And I'm rooting for Bianca Belair. I really am. But let's jump into the segment, I guess. This started off with Sonya Deville and Adam Pearce in the middle of the ring, and they, called out Bianca Belair to make her choice. Finally, we're getting her choice. Not that it was ever in question, but man, did they drive home the EST, the roughest, the baddest, the toughest, the most annoyingest. I'm like so sick of getting that shoved down my throat. I get it. They all have cute little nicknames. The Boss, the Big Dog. Like, I just don't need to hear it anymore. Like, it's cute. It's cute. I get it. But when you jam it down my throat so much, it just gets annoying. And I start to resent the person who holds the nickname. Hence, the big dog, Roman Reigns, was so annoying. And now, like, main event Jey Uso, head of the table. Like, I'm so sick of hearing these nicknames over and over and over again. Ugh. And I like the EST. I think that's a clever gimmick. Just, like, stop shoving it down my throat. It's enough that Michael Cole does it every week. I don't need Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville out there doing it as well. But anyways, they called out the EST, a WWE. And she came out, Bianca Belair came out and joined the two of them. And to officially make her choice for the Royal Rumble and for WrestleMania 37. But before she could say anything, what do you know? Little Reginald came out and started, talking up Sasha Banks and how Bianca Belair wouldn't beat her and whatever her choice. She'd make the wrong choice if it was Sasha Banks. I don't know. I tune out when this guy talks, man. Why is he in this segment? I was fine with, like, you know, Carmella having, if you want to call him a heavy, I don't know, a valet, whatever you want to call it. But I don't get this gimmick. Unless there's some great payoff that I'm missing, I don't get it. And I think he's just annoying. And he, like, I don't need a man. It's like a James Ellsworth situation with Asuka and Carmella. When Carmella was the SmackDown Women's Champion. Carmella's great.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
She didn't need James Ellsworth. I didn't mind it in the beginning for a little while, but it's like, stop putting a man in between, like, two women, right, who are phenomenal athletes. They don't need this little guy talking, whatever. Like, it's just making it bad. I don't know if anybody else agrees with this or anybody else has this weird hatred for Reginald that I have. And it's not the guy. I think he seems like a super talented guy. I don't know much about him, but I know that the scripting for him and the casting for him, if that's what you want to call it, right, is just getting on my nerves. These two women are going to put on an amazing match by themselves. These two women should be trusted to put together a story by themselves without this guy being inserted into it. So, yes, the little dude came out, right? Reginald came out. And then, of course, we get Sasha Banks coming out and we hear the boss from Michael Cole and everybody else and her like six times. And that laugh. Oh my gosh, that laugh. I'm just going to, if nobody knows what I'm talking about for some reason, if I'm talking on deaf ears or whatever it is, can we listen to this?
Which makes you second best.
I might seem like I'm nitpicking, but oh my God. I mean, if we really listen to, I'm like deciding if or not I want to play some of the rest of this promo just so you guys get what I'm trying to talk about. You know what? Yes, let's put some more audio in here. Let's hear what Sasha Banks was talking about.
You see, you call yourself the EST of the WWE? Well, I don't think so, because I'm the best. I'm number one, which makes you second best.
So like I said, guys, this my problem with this whole segment wasn't anything to do with the wrestlers themselves, I guess. I don't know. My whole problem with the segment was, like I said, one, Reginald. Get him out of this. And then two, it's the way that Sasha Banks delivers her promos. They're clearly scripted, right? But I don't know if she's like uncomfortable or if she's too comfortable or if it's overacting or I don't know what's going on. But she sounds so freaking obnoxious. And I want to see Bianca Belair get her or punch her in the face. If I haven't said it already on this podcast, I know I said it last week. I want to see Bianca Belair punch her in the face, beat her at WrestleMania, take the title off her, and knock her down a few pegs because she's so annoying to me. And I think I'm in the minority here because I know there are a lot of Sasha Banks fans out there, and I am one of them. I think she's just miscasted. I think she's just in the wrong role because if she was a heel right now, she might even win my high for the week because she's doing her job real well, but she's not supposed to be. They're pumping in cheering. I would not cheer this. I don't know about you guys, but I would not be cheering an obnoxious, overconfident, annoying, you know, wannabe baby face of a SmackDown Women's Champion. Again, she is incredible in the ring, serviceable on the microphone, but whatever she's been doing lately is god awful. So, like I said, how would I fix this? Turn Sasha Banks heel, keep Reginald out of this, have Bianca Belair overcome the heel at WrestleMania, the supposed veteran, if you want to call her that, who she looked up to, but then started doing underhanded things, and then Bianca Belair still manages to overcome the whole situation, knock her down a peg, and have her moment at WrestleMania, because I'm so sick of this miscasting at WWE and this pumping and cheering. I'm so ready for live crowds because, again, I don't know about you guys, I would not be cheering her right now. So that's it. I'm done talking about the bad stuff. Let's just jump into some of the great stuff that went on this week. All right, guys. So as I'm scrolling through my list right now. I did want to mention real quick again before we get into some of the good stuff. This New Day versus Retribution match on Raw was real close to taking the low for the week as well. The booking of Retribution is so stupid. Why did they lose this match? If they had won this match, you could have beautifully set up this feud between Kofi and Mustafa Ali to go to WrestleMania. I am excited for this match. I'm trying so hard to hold on to the excitement for this match, and they are killing it every week. They are just killing me. I should not have to try to enjoy the TV show I'm watching so much, but here I am. You had more Bad Bunny stuff, an Asuka and Charlotte match versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax, also a slight contender for the low for the week. Believe it or not, we had a new matchup, Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus. Never seen that one before. Glad we got some new matchups on Raw. Oh, and, you know, AJ Styles and Ricochet, which is, again, an incredible match, but why are same thing? I want to talk about real quick. I want to talk about Bobby Lashley because yes, Bobby Lashley, finally, they are seeing what we have all seen in Bobby Lashley for a while now. He has been the best part of Raw, or at least up there for a long time now. And I'm excited to see, hopefully he wins the title this week coming up on Monday, or at least wins it at Fastlane, or I don't even know what they're going to do with this, but I put the belt on Bobby Lashley. The way he looked at the end of that show with it was incredible. I'm excited to see what's to come for Bobby Lashley. In regards to NXT, I actually really enjoyed the Johnny Gargano and Dexter Lumis match. The Karrion Kross and Santos Escobar match was probably about as good as it could have been because it made no sense. The whole Adam Cole explaining himself segment, not great in my opinion. It was weird. I thought last week's was weird too, but it was a little bit better than this one. I don't know. Again, here's another situation in this company where I'm just forcing myself to try to enjoy what's going on because I like the premise or I like the underlying thing of the whole thing, but the thing of the whole thing. I like the whole, let me try to dictate myself better. I like the underlying story of the whole thing that's going on. I just, the delivery or the booking or whatever is just like ruining it for me. And this was another situation of that. We talked about a little bit on SmackDown. Again, for the most part, besides that, I thought SmackDown was a pretty good show. I love the Cesaro rejecting Seth Rollins' proposal. Let's call it that. I love Daniel Bryan versus Jey Uso. But my official high for the week is going to go to AEW and the main event, which was the Face of the Revolution ladder match qualifier, Rey Fénix versus Lance Archer. Not necessarily for any story telling purposes or anything. I mean, there was a lot of great stuff on the show before I get into this. I mean, the women's world title eliminator match, Britt Baker versus Nyla Rose, had me on the edge of my seat. I really thought Britt Baker was going to win that one, and we had Nyla Rose go over, which I'm totally fine with too, and hopefully looking forward to a rematch between her and Riho. Hangman Page continues this storyline with Matt Hardy and against Isaiah Cassidy in another great match. Jake Hager versus Brandon Cutler was, again, just like Santos Escobar and Karrion Kross. I thought I didn't have high expectations for this, and it actually went really well. Team Taz and Varsity Blondes, another great match. Just all around, you know, great matches. Jon Moxley had a great promo on after his match with Dolph Ziggler's brother, Ryan Nemeth. It was a little bit, I want to say quickly on Moxley's promo, it was a little, the only thing I'll take is it told me that Jon Moxley is losing at Revolution, which I'm okay with. It's kind of figured it, you know, I believe that these guys will still put on a great match, and I'm sure they will give me some hope spots in that match that will take away any feeling I had from this promo. But overall, like I said, AEW, another great show. I'm excited to officially review this for you guys starting again on Thursday this week. But the high for the week goes to, like I said, Rey Fénix and Lance Archer, because Rey Fénix is unbelievable. And again, I think I've said this before on the show, if you are not familiar with AEW or you are not familiar with Rey Fénix, look him up. Go watch some of his matches. Specifically, go watch his match with Kenny Omega, because oh my god, this man, when he does a suicide dive, it looks like he's getting shot out of a gun. I think he really thinks those guardrails are just pillows. He's just jumping into pillows. He is like not a human. I'm amazed with the stuff this guy can do. There was a like a tightrope walking kick thing that he did to Lance Archer, which was awesome. The whole big man versus little man dynamic was done really well in this match. There was, of course, there was a Spanish fly with Lance Archer. I'm like, of course there was a Spanish fly. No, there was a freaking Spanish fly with Lance Archer. If you know how big Lance Archer is, you know how freaking impressive that is. Really, if you haven't seen this match, go check it out. Unbelievable. The only thing I was upset about was that Fénix lost, because I would have really loved to see him in the ladder match qualifier this week. But other than that, I mean, Fénix missed a moonsault, but then follows it up with a stunner or a cutter, like just all in the same motion. I had my mouth was wide open. But at the end of the match, Archer answers with a fisherman buster, and then he follows it up with a choke slam and a blackout for the win. Again, I was a little upset about the ending to this match. I really wanted Rey Fénix to win, but good. Thank God AEW got my emotional investment in this match. I had high hopes for what Rey Fénix was going to do, but I didn't have super high hopes for this match just because I'm not the biggest Lance Archer person. I think I just need to do a little more watching of his content probably, because I don't know, I'm just not buying the whole face turn. But they did a really good job, especially at the end of this match, you know, shaking hands or whatever, fist bumping. Preserving both men as baby faces, but still being able to have like a kick butt match. Anytime Rey Fénix is in a match, it's going to be 5 stars or 4.5. Really unbelievable wrestling. I think Tony Khan was the one who said, right? Tony Khan said that Rey Fénix is probably the best wrestler in the world right now, or something along those lines. And you know what? 110% agreed with him. Really unbelievably impressed. He is my favorite wrestler to watch right now. So this was my high for the week. AEW was a phenomenal show overall. And overall, I think wrestling was pretty great this week. I don't know about you guys, but I was highly entertained by mostly everything. Of course, there were little bumps in the road, as we always have, but I will not complain about this week. Other than what I just did like 10 minutes ago for 5 minutes, but whatever. With all that being said, guys, I do not want to forget, I do have a random match recommendation for you guys this week, and that is none other than a weird one this week. It is Cyber Sunday 2008, Matt Hardy versus Evan Bourne for the ECW title. Yep, I'm not joking. That's really the random match recommendation for the week. Cyber Sunday 2008. Matt Hardy versus Evan Bourne for the ECW world title. God, that title was ugly, if anybody else remembers it. Not the original one, that silver one that WWE'd. Really good match. I thought Evan Bourne, Matt Sydal, in AEW now, and just across the indies, is unbelievably talented. I was such a huge fan of Evan Bourne when I was younger. Again, I was 10 when this match happened, and I was like a little girl who loved Evan Bourne. So this was really fun to go back and watch, and I recommend you guys give it a look, give it a watch too. And yeah, so that's all for me for this show, guys. I will not talk to you next week. I will actually talk to you on Thursday on my first ever AEW review podcast right here on the unofficial WWE podcast. Looking forward to it. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the week. It's a tongue twister. No, it's not. I just can't speak. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the week. Thanks for listening, really. And I will talk to you soon.